Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Our next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Your next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Hello and welcome to The Narrators. This podcast collects stories from our live events where people share true stories based on a theme.
You're about to hear first-time storyteller Brian Kramer. Brian's story was recorded live on April 17th, 2019 at Bunkport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the show was Nailing It.
I think a lot of us go through when you're entering like real gloves off adulthood tests, like the universe is like, okay, you're like 22. You're out on your own. You're like out of college or whatever. Like, here's a bunch of just shit and you're going to deal with it. And one of those kinds of first tests that I got, I felt like I nailed. Well, so it's a two-part test. One is how I dealt with sort of a stressful medical situation. And then the other one is a literal test of my ball sack. And I think that I know that I nailed one of those. The other one is, like, debatable. So I'll take you back to the summer of 2015. I had recently moved to Denver. I was still, a recent adult, relatively speaking. And my story begins the way that so many Odyssean heroic journeys begin. I was watching, gay porn in my room. Thank you. Very brave of me. And the plot of this movie is very simple. So there were two rugby players who were nailing it. And if you've been on one of these film websites before, you'll know that there's sort of a main feature up top, and then underneath you have all of your suggested titles. So it's like, oh, you're watching rugby players celebrate after match. Like, maybe you want to check out Coach Dirk teaches Brenton with a Y how to tackle from our Criterion collection. And all of these sort of like suggested titles underneath them. Like, I was like a fan of film at this point in my life, and I could just tell from these previews, like, they're all pretty much the same story. Like, we have the same character development. We have the same plot arcs, the same climax. But there's one preview that looks really different from all the other ones. It looks, first of all, not like a porno at all. It looks like anything like informative. So I'm like, let me take a chance on this experimental indie film. And I open it up. And it's a clip. So, like, later research has revealed that it is a clip from a TV show that actually aired on Channel 4, which is like a British TV network. And I guess they must have some laxer policies about nudity, because it's a clip of an actual, like, licensed medical doctor, not like a bodybuilder in a white sort of coat, who's teaching like an actual rugby team. It's a connection here. Algorithmically, it's a connection. How to perform a testicular self-examination to check for lumps that could indicate testicular cancer. So he's telling them, like, you know, when you're in the shower and everything's warmed up and loosed up, you kind of do this kind of motion with them to feel for the lumps. And I'm completely engrossed in this film now. Like, I've forgotten what I was working on before, obviously. And I tell myself the next time that I'm in the shower, I'm like taking my health into my own hands. I'm like, I'm doing this examination. Like, I want to be proactive about my health. So cut to the next morning. I'm in the shower. I do the examination. Like, everything's feeling good. Everything's feeling smooth. The eggs are sort of flawless. And then I come across a lump, and it's like, it's small, but it's definitely there. I immediately panic. So this is kind of the first inflection point test of this experience. Like, do I go, you know, make a doctor's appointment that day, go get it figured out? I do not. What I do is what going to Catholic school for 12 years has taught me to do with like deep, dark secrets about myself and my body, which is like, put it in a box, set the box on fire, bury the ashes. We're not dealing with that. But after about like three, so I'm like checking it every like 15 minutes, like, yep, still there. After about 3 weeks, I would say anxiety wins out over denial. And I make an appointment. I try to make an appointment at the Planned Parenthood in my neighborhood, which is Cap Hill, because I'm an AmeriCorps member at the time. And I'm making like $4 an hour. And I have like, this is like a domestic Peace Corps, if you don't know what that is. It's like you get placed at a nonprofit and you do community service for basically like half of federal minimum wage. And you have like comically cut rate health insurance. So I'm going to Planned Parenthood. And the one in my neighborhood's booked for weeks. So I go to this one, like sort of east of Glendale, on Exposition Avenue. I cannot take the full day that it takes to get a bus anywhere in Denver, if you've ridden the bus before. So I have to Uber there, spending all the money I would have spent on like a general practitioner. This is like not germane to the story. I'm just complaining at this point. So I get in there, a very nice medical professional does the examination. And she's like, okay, I see what you're talking about. I don't want you to panic, but I'm going to recommend that you get a testicular ultrasound to really get in there and see what's going on, to be certain. So I'm like, great, I will do that. I have no idea how the healthcare system works. So I start cold calling hospitals. And I'm like, I have this like cut rate insurance. Can you look inside of my ball sack for a reasonable price? And most of them are like, no. One of them, Rose Medical Center, says yes. They will work with my insurance. So I go there. They have this very involved intake form, and I don't know the answers to pretty much any of the questions. But I haven't told my parents what's going on because they both had a parent go through cancer. They're like very anxious, and I have to just like wait until I have more information before I worry them about it. So I'm texting my mom all these like very specific medical history questions, like, hey, Christy, do we have like a family history of glaucoma? And she's like, why? And I'm like, oh, I'm just curious, you know, concerned about my long-term eye health outcomes. But I get that filled out. I get into the room and the ultrasound technician comes in. She gives me like a privacy sheet, just kind of like a flat folded sheet that I'm supposed to like apply to myself somehow. And she's like, I'll be back in a few minutes when you're ready. So I panic again, because I'm like already trying to browning out from anxiety. Like people always talk about, the fight or flight response. It's very binary. It's fight or flight. And I always go for the third option in my brain, which is like physically here, I'm going to freeze. Like in this mortal realm, I'm not moving at all. Mentally, I'm going to Disney World until it's like safe out again, just like fully dissociating. This is just making it worse. So I'm like, I'm trying out different configurations. I'm like, I'm not sure what level of access is needed. Like, are we coming in kind of like port side? Does it need to be more of like an open sandwich display? Like an avocado toast or something? Eventually I settle on like a sarong kind of situation. Like if you, like there was an award show a few years ago where Angelina Jolie, she had like this high slit in her gown and she kept doing like this when she was on stage. I was really giving you, Angelina, that award, like, that. And the technician comes back in. She does the whole test. Can we pull up the... No, there's not a picture. I'm sorry. So she's... As I'm, like, again, about to brown out from panic, I feel that the gel she's applying before she's going to run the test is warm. And everything I know from like media, like any movie about a pregnant woman, they put the gel on and they're like, it's cold. And so that's what I'm expecting. I'm like bracing myself for that. And I feel that it's warm. And I'm like, did you warm up the gel? And she's like, yeah, it's like people say it's uncomfortable and it's really cold. And I try to be like considerate and just warm it up so it's not as much of a shock. And at this point, I'm so physically and emotionally vulnerable and so touched by this like simple act of kindness that I start crying on the table, and not like a dramatic, like demonstrative burst into tears crying, but like something that is much more alarming if you're a medical professional, which is just like silent tears. A very silent sob also going with it. And she's like, are you okay? What's going on? It's like hurt. I'm like, no, I'm just really, it's like nice that you warmed up beforehand. It's a really thoughtful touch. So she finishes the exam and she can't read me the results because she is the technician. So she has to take the images and then she has to send them off to a doctor to interpret them. So she's like, I can't tell you what the results are, but like, wink, wink, don't worry about it. So I'm feeling really good at this point. And then I go back and it is good news. It turns out that I told myself I would learn how to pronounce this before tonight and I have not bothered, but it's spelled like spermatocele, which is, let me get this right. I want to make sure I'm not medically misrepresenting my situation here. Hold on. It is, quote, a typically painless, non-cancerous, fluid-filled sac in the scrotum that often self-resolves as the body reabsorbs the fluid. Thank you. Thank you. So, nailed it. So in the Catholic tradition, I'm going to leave you with a couple of lessons because every story ends with lessons or morals. So I'll leave you with three here. If you have balls, when you're in the shower, gently roll them between your fingers. Number two, support your local Planned Parenthood. Yes. Good thing in general to do. I'm speaking specifically so that I don't have to Uber through fucking Glendale to get an inspection of my testicles. And then thirdly, this is a very specific one, but I think it is important. If you are a testicular ultrasound technician, warm up the gel before you apply it. It really means a lot. Thank you.
Brian Kramer, oh my gosh. So good.
The Narrators was created by Andrew Orvidal and is produced by me, Ron Doyle, Sydney Crane, and Aaron Rollman, with help from Robert Rutherford, Karen Wachtel, and Jesse Witten. This episode was edited and mixed by Scott Carney. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Bumport Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, From the Hip Photo, Great Divide Brewing Company. Our theme music is by Whalehawk. I'd also like to thank Cities of Earth, who provided the outro music you're listening to right now. As always, a huge shout out to fans just like you who attend our live monthly shows, which take place every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. For more information about our storytellers or the narrators, visit thenarrators.org and find, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Yeah.